don't come around here no more. Don't come around here no more.
Hi, my name is Rashid.
And you're listening to WEXC.
And you're listening to WGXC
90.7 FM, Acre, New York.
Acre, New York.
WGXC welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXC, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXC and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXC. 518-291-9492.
Wavefarm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered in Greene County by the Greene County Council on the Arts, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the Foundation for Contemporary Arts, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of SVB of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Like a fire hydrant, like a public drinking fountain, like a park bench, WGXC is always there for you, at your service. 90.7 FM, Community Radio.
Jackson, get it. that's why I'm single. Can't call 911 cause I'm
welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live from Cascade Youth Clubhouse on 97.7 WGXC, broadcasting Anchor, Cascade, Hudson. That was a song by Lil Uzi called That Way. That's on fire right there, too. We're in front of the studio audience preparing to bring you a show that we just came up with. And we just, it's just something that we put together real quick because we wanted to talk to y'all about the pandemic that we're going through with the coronavirus. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather, though, y'all. Stay tuned.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Captain is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Delaware Engineering says the level of PFAS, a man-made toxic contaminant found in the town of Cairo's drinking water, is on the decline. A 2019 water quality report found levels of 8.37 to 8.51 parts per trillion in the water based on testing done in October 2017. Town Supervisor John Coyne said March 19, testing by Delaware Engineering showed levels at 3 parts per trillion. Progress towards securing drinking and cooking water for Cairo Durham Elementary School was recently announced. The district ordered water coolers and water to supply the fountains and the kitchen, according to meeting minutes. Cairo Durham Superintendent Michael Weatherby said this week, and I quote, "The water and water coolers are on site and will be operational when we return to school from the current closure. At this point, we are unsure how much water will be needed," end quote. Weatherby said the town water crisis impacts only the elementary school. District school closed March 17 due to the coronavirus outbreak and will remain closed until at least April 1st. PFAS is linked to kidney and testicular cancer, thyroid disease, liver damage, preeclampsia, and other conditions. Cairo was identified as one of the locations statewide impacted by PFAS compounds in a lawsuit filed by the New York Attorney General Office against DuPont, 3M, and other manufacturers in November. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eric Anderson and Rick Carlin are reporting for the Times Union. Price Chopper says it needs to bring on new employees as demand surges for all kinds of staples, from bathroom tissue and frozen pizzas to flour, sugar, and bread, in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Price Chopper and Mach 32 announced March 19 they would add another 2,000 part-time workers to help their existing employees keep up with that demand. Mike Miller, Price Chopper Mach 32's Vice President of Human Resources, said, and I quote, "The pandemic outbreak has been devastating to so many businesses and their employees. At the same time, we must keep our stores open to provide the community with vital goods and services. And though our exceptional teammates are working around the clock to do this, we need some extra help," end quote. 2,000 new employees will help staff and companies 132 stores located in 6 states. Other companies now hiring include Stewart Shops and Target. Nationally, Amazon said it was looking to add 100,000 to its workforce. And you can read the full story in the Times Union.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. It's the first full day of astronomical spring, and it shows. The day will have some patchy rain rolling through the region until dark. Temperatures will start out at 47 degrees, then reach a high of 70 around 4 p.m. Wind gusts will be picking up between 1 and 7 p.m. this afternoon. Overnight, it dries out as the temperature slumps to 33 at dawn tomorrow. The weekend looks seasonally nice. Bright skies and highs in the mid-40s for Saturday and Sunday. Dress in layers and go enjoy some of our wonderful parks. New York State is waiving all park fees in state, local, and county parks during the current mandatory spring break. Pollen levels are low today, but will be elevated to medium status over the weekend due to the nice weather, prevailing allergens being maple, juniper, and elm pollens. The next high tides will be at 1:25 p.m. and tomorrow at 1:54 a.m. The next low tides will be at 7:23 a.m. and at 7:56 p.m. Water temperature will be 41 degrees today. Sunset today will be at 6:48 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:57 a.m. Looking way up, we see the Japanese have fired a cannonball at an asteroid. Following the asteroid, the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency's Hayabusa 2 probe has been gathering data since 2018. Recently, the probe shot a 2-kilo copper cannonball, slightly bigger than a tennis ball, at the asteroid. It created an almost 50-foot wide crater. Data from the large pool of material is still being studied. So the wind speed is currently 415 kilometers per second at 3.8 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. There have been 10 days since the last sunspot, and this has been the Better Weather brought to you by the Catskill Bakers Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Green and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house, we joke around, or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious, we don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines.
Yo, yo.
So nobody
welcome
here.
Back,
acting
guys.
A fool. We got radio, we got tracks. Then we hit the theme art
song.
And relax.
That was a clubhouse original theme song by DJ AJ.
Don't hog that remote, bubble. You better give me the
welcome
remote.
Back to the clubhouse radio. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. I am DJ Walter White.
And I am DJ Popcorn. And our special guest,
it's DJ Kansu.
Hey, hey, DJ Phoebs.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's up?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey. So, good to be here.
So guys.
You know, just
good to have you again. Good to have you again.
It's good to be with y'all. It's good to be with y'all. Glad to hear from people inside New York State.
It is good to hear from y'all.
Uh-huh. That's real.
It sounds dire from the other side.
Yeah, so.
We good. We good. We trying to hang in there, man. You know.
You know, just being us.
We had our first confirmed case.
Yeah.
Of coronavirus in Columbia Green today.
Yeah.
No, not Columbia Green. Not Columbia.
In Columbia.
Green, Columbia County.
Just in Columbia,
Excuse me. Just Columbia County. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Great.
So we had our first case today. Well, it's on the other side, but it's still fairly close to us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right close. Our communities are so integrated there. Like,
it's right across the bridge, and everybody who goes to Catskill comes to Hudson. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I heard that the person wasn't from upstate New York.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
That's going to be the thing. But, you know, I got to be careful. Like, everyone's talking about, like, don't be nationalist and be afraid of, like, other countries. It's the same thing locally, right? It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's like, be, you know, like, practice self-quarantining, like, be really thoughtful. Don't just run around and be like, I'm out of the city, I'm going to run around and, like, go to all the places upstate.
Yeah,
like, and, like, we all know people who came from New York who might need to take sanctuary. So it's like,
some consideration.
You know, everyone's just trying to survive.
People stop hogging up all the disinfectants and stop clearing off the shelves and buying all of the toilet tissue.
Doesn't make any sense. Save some toilet tissue toilet
for them older people who can't reach up the top and grab some toilet paper. Yeah. Save some disinfectants for the elderly who barely can come out their house. They got to wait till somebody come in and get them or bring them, or they have to wait till a certain day because the bus only goes that way that day. Mm-hmm. Have some consideration for the elderly. And stop being greedy and selfish, because that's only helping spreading this thing.
Yeah, right. Like, that's the idea. That's like what we should all be promoting. What I feel like we should all be promoting, right? Because it doesn't make any sense that you can't go in and get like regular rubbing alcohol or hand sanitizer or these basic things. And it's something that we've been talking about and watching happen is how people are changing around each other. And it feels like it's coming from fear in a lot of ways. And like, I don't know
people
if
people are scared. People are more scared than cautious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't get scared. Be cautious. Be considerate. Yeah, those work better than fear, trust me.
Yeah, I feel like
people forget like how everyone impacts each other. So if you create a situation where other people can't get their needs met, they're going to be more desperate and have to go out to different places and hit more spots.
If you have a whole shopping cart full of disinfectant and the next person can't get nothing, you're helping the virus spread even faster. So you're doing. You know what I mean?
So be
considerate and be safe when you go out. Not telling you to be they didn't say we can't leave our houses, but it's better to be at home. You know what I mean? And when you go to the store, wear your gloves, put your hand sanitizer on. And,
recommendations we're getting from the CDC,
when you got gloves
right?
on, when you touch stuff, you still got to change those gloves every touch.
Yeah, so I feel like everybody should just like have the awareness and be able to be like sensitive to others in a sense, like knowing that other people might need this, because I know you don't want to get it, I don't want to get it, Danny doesn't want to get it, nobody wants the coronavirus, so
nobody's trying to get this, right?
Exactly.
So I think it's like these are the recommendations we're getting from the CDC, which feel like those are the ones to look at.
Yeah, so if like everybody else is like considerate towards each other, then maybe they can just like, everybody can help each other. I'll give you this box of wipes, if you give me that toilet tissue, like be fair to each other.
Hey, that's something that's gonna start happening is that barter system that you're talking about. Yeah. That barter and trade and like
$2
community having to come together differently.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and somebody
capitalism starts to like struggle, right? Like that's how people normally get their needs, right? A big corporation ships their stuff to some big shop and you go buy it and go home. That's like way different than when it's like, everything's closed and we can't really go anywhere. Like, can you trade me a bottle of alcohol for a frozen chicken you picked up 2 months ago, right? And it might come down to that a week from now and 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
And like, we're not that practiced at being good at that, like very old way of economics, right? We're so used to this new way of economics that I think is why we're also vulnerable now when something goes wrong, right? But like, it's interesting to see like what different ways people start to like build resiliency and come together in these times, and like it can really change the whole paradigm of how we relate to each other, how we think about goods and resources, how we value sharing in a different way, and realize like that's how we all get lifted up together.
That's a fact
And I feel like the togetherness is what might like get rid of the virus in a sense. Like if we all like stick to our senses and like be like with each other in a sense, like to talk to each other about this, like if we all get like our issues addressed, like I need toilet paper, I need wipes, and I also need face masks, and this person has face masks, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna trade them toilet paper for a few face masks.
Start to talk to each other. What's a safe way to social distancing and set up a pickup spot for each other, right?
Just socially distancing themselves. Yeah, that's good. Like social distance is good. But also in a sense, like how else are you gonna like go out of your house to go eat yourself food, get yourself toilet paper to wipe your butt when you need to use the bathroom,
And another thing too is like if you're like if you have a phobia with this thing, or like if you have bad anxiety, I would try to like refrain from the news and your phone as much, because it can send you into a frenzy, man. Like, I feel sorry for people who have bad anxiety and who have like who have like, you know, phobic issues, you know, stuff like that. I want, you know, I feel sorry for them and what they're going through, but I try, my advice to them is, you know, try not to go on the news, try not to look at the news as much, try not to look at these phones, and go on social media, try to do different things, like, you know what I mean, do alternative of that, because that's, that can save you too.
Right.
It's like, what are other ways to actually stop being like, so socially distant?
Take a walk, go for a jog, you know what I mean? Play a game, read a book. You know what I'm saying?
Like, all these different options exist out there, you know, to actually, if like, instead of being that worried.
If you can, don't even really go to a restaurant. I suggest you just make your own food.
Yeah,
I suggest you make your own
food. If you go to a restaurant, at least just go to the drive-thru. Like,
I don't even recommend that. Like, just cook at home, man. Like,
yeah.
I think that's the best idea there in some ways, right? It's like, that's what I would do.
Or some places,
yeah, we're just running these options in different ways that might be out there that somebody could potentially.
Another way to protect yourself and to protect somebody else.
Yeah, the mental health piece is a huge thing that a lot of people haven't talked about. I appreciate you bringing that up, Walter White. It's like a big deal. And like a lot of people, it's like more isolation. And I think the like term social distancing, right?
Mental illnesses, it's like, who feel like they need company to get through their day and stuff like that. You gotta be mindful of what they're going through as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, it makes me think about like our responsibility then, right? As radio heads, we're on the radio, we're part of media, right? People might be catching us as a thing to do. So, you know, what are some other ways too, people who are in the media can think about balancing things for people and like bringing the important information about coronavirus, but not also inundating the people with anxiety inducing commentary all the time.
Right. It's like, what else we got? Like, what else can we bring? Like, that's part of our responsibility on the radio, is to bring information and to bring,
I mean, that was the energy y'all brought into the studio today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you're saying, right?
Bring like new ideas to this thing, man. You know, try to bring some new ideas to this thing.
You know, maybe just like attempt to like help each
other. Those elderly people who live in your building and you know them, and you know what I'm saying, you know they're in danger. You know, if you at the supermarket, think about them. Go get them, buy them, pick them up a few things and drop it at their door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of ways to be mindful and positive and put positive energy into this thing.
None of which you have to do if you're listening, but yeah, right? There's a lot of ways to touch in.
No one has to do this, but you know, it's just ideas that I'm coming off the top with. Ways to help out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think that could be, like, that's something that's been, we've been able to see and hear about on the radio, is different ways of people still figuring out how to make sure that food is getting to people. Like Meals on Wheels is still going in different places, right?
Yeah.
Like, but putting out a cooler and then backing away from it, right? And there's something sad about that.
Right.
And it's like, people are still trying to show up for each other. It's like, that's what this is really all about.
Yes. You know, try to I don't know, man. I've been staying in, not trying to be in like large groups.
Right.
I've been trying to do what I can do to try to like avoid me coming in contact and avoid somebody else coming in contact. I've been going by the things that I'm supposed to be going by. So I suggest everybody should just have that same attitude.
Right, that's just best practice in some ways, right? DJ Walter White, you came in wearing gloves today, right?
I got my gloves on. I got my hand sanitizer inside the gloves. got my gloves on. Yep. You know what I'm saying? It's not no disrespect to nobody else. It's just me. I don't even know if I'm, you know what I'm saying? I could be spreading it. So we have to be cautious at all times. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the asymptomatic carrier bit that's out there, right?
Yeah.
I just feel like the importance.
I read something, not to cut you off, DJ or Papa. I read something earlier about a girl, a 22-year-old girl, who found out she had it, and she was just spreading it to people on purpose.
Whoa!
Yeah, like just doing anything to purposely spread it, and I was like, you're 22 years old, you're a female. Like, I don't understand. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you think? What type of attitude or what type of space do you have to be in to want to do that?
Right? Yeah, it's really upsetting. Right. Like, I just feel like people do that. I actually heard it's interesting you say. I read something. There was something about an older gentleman, I think in Washington State, who was released asymptomatically and refused to go into self quarantine. They posted cops and sheriffs outside his house.
Wow. As they should. As they should.
That's the point we're at.
As they should. Keep him quarantined. I'm glad they knew. I'm glad they posted the police out there. And if any of you police or sheriffs are listening, please do more of that. If you find out that there's anyone who doesn't want to go get tested or made no
police, please
do
more. Oh, no slippery slope there. You don't get worried about that. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's like, if you're that dangerous to the public, I get that. This is the edge, right? We were...
Because all right, everyone's a fear.
Fear, right?
Create conditions for in a society, and who does it benefit in the long term and who doesn't it, right? And I think sometimes we can get caught up in just we don't want our people we love or ourselves to get sick, right? And fear there, that's sort of the reaction. It's definitely. And what don't we want our society to look like 4 months from now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now? Ask ourselves just how much, can we call through our efforts, what you all were just talking about, right? Doing best practices, encouraging that in each other, lifting each other up about it, calling people out when they're being irresponsible without being now we need the state to lock everybody down because we can't do it for ourselves as a community. We need to depend on the state, which is how it ends up with so much power, which can be dangerous for some people.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a whole fact right there. Yeah, so, you know.
But I hear you, yo. I'd love for people to self-quarantine, you know?
Please, do. That's all we asking. Can you stay? Can you self-quarantine? Right. Come on, bro. That's the best. The least you could do for somebody, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
And it seems to be a lot of people who sound like they don't have the same issues with their immune system necessarily. You're at the kids partying on the beach or this person talking about, you know, you're really just being really careless.
I don't know why people are acting so surprised when the celebrities catch it. They're the ones traveling. They're doing the most traveling.
They're the ones that are actually out country.
They out there. They're exposing themselves every day. So it's not. I don't see why people are saying, "Oh my God, such and such has it. He's a celebrity." You got to be scared when somebody in your neighborhood has it. That's when you need to worry. When somebody in your circus, your circle, or your somebody in your peers, or in your neighborhood, or your town,
someone you care
about.
That's
when you worry about it. Don't worry about the celebrities; they good.
It just seems
they're gonna celebrities are gonna have the funds to make sure they get the respirators and the care they need.
They got the funds. They got the care package they need, and they're out there exposing themselves every day.
Yeah, it just seems like for me, it just seems to me I don't want it to get to the point where people have to move their houses where they live, trying not to get this virus that's going around, and it's at this point seems really unescapable because many places are getting shut down.
That's
New York, California, Washington, a bunch of places getting shut
New
down.
Jersey.
And you can't come in and out.
What does that bring up when you think about the future and not being able to move through the country like we've always taken for granted?
It's a little claustrophobic.
Yeah, and then other people have family members they want to see too for their brain.
I'm not even gonna lie, it's had a little bit of effect on me already because I'm such of a outside after 8 o'clock type of person. You know what I'm saying? I like to go to restaurants. You know, I love
being out around people,
I love happy hour.
You
know what I mean? I love happy hour, stuff like that. When it's sometimes you need a good happy hour in your life.
Right, conversing amongst whatnot,
I like to travel at nighttime. You know what I'm saying?
I
think that's why a lot of people were.
It's getting a little claustrophobic. I've been feeling it a little bit. I'm just not saying nothing about it. But I've been feeling it a little bit. It's been just being in the house, even though I don't, they're not saying you can't come outside, but just knowing that you being in the house is safer, and you having to be in the house a little bit more, and stuff, when you do go outside, stuff is closed.
Really, that stuff's weird.
That shit,
yeah, it's weird.
That thing's weird. Really takes a toll on you.
Yeah.
Thanks for like sharing. Yeah, because I think a lot of people feel that, and like if we're already isolated in our own little rooms or houses, and then on top of that, the isolation of feeling anxious or depressed or like just confused or worried or however it shows up for you, like we gotta
talk about that.
We gotta talk about that, right?
I just pray to God that it just this thing just goes over and that we don't have to go to the no extreme measures such as like martial law or anything.
I guess we could probably talk about it a little bit in the second half, but that's what conditions are set for.
I seen some tanks in Manhattan and I seen some tanks in Albany already.
Seems like the fact that down here, like we're about to like close down like the places that aren't like central, like Reliance is like, you know, like our Walmarts, our Price Choppers, places like things we need to survive, like things we need to get like that, you know.
Right. Well, that's the piece about essential businesses or being able to stay open, right? Yeah, Grocery stores and the like.
And then it's like a what about everybody else kind of aspect, because it's like the government has to like take money out of their pockets and pay like the other workers and give them compensation because they're not working and they're losing hours.
Yeah, it's kind of like you don't know. It's kind of like roulette where you're going to land and like the outcome of all of this, you know, with your job.
So it's like, how are you going to make money without working? So, you know.
I mean, and that's that seems to, it feels like the bigger issue around this, right? It's not so much, I think what people are, I don't know, on my front, the thing that feels most daunting is not the virus itself, but the economic and like social impact that this is happening like on people, like on some of our most vulnerable people. So
it's getting pretty
spooky. We got some music.
It's getting pretty spooky.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's getting real spooky.
Fact.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I know I got you some good music for keep the people happy.
So, we're gonna, go on our news break. And yeah, basically we'll be back, you know, after our news update. Bye guys.
Alright. See you when you get back.
See you in a few.
This is Summer with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairperson Matt Morrell and Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb on Friday, March 20th announced that two Columbia County residents have tested positive for COVID-19. One person is a woman in her 60s in the southern part of the county. The other is a woman in her 30s in the northern part of the county, according to Victoria McGann, a public health educator for the county health department. The county Department of Health staff is monitoring both cases, who are under mandatory isolation at home. Quote, although there is a confirmed case in Columbia County and patient confidentiality prevents specific details about the individual case, the risk to our community remains low, unquote, Mab said. In a statement, Mab said it is now more important than ever to be vigilant about proper hygiene in an effort to minimize spread of the virus, and advised that anyone experiencing symptoms contact their primary care physician by phone for guidance. Read more at ColumbiaCountyNYHealth.com, and HudsonValley360.com also has a story on that issue. Keep It Green and Friends of Athens announced Friday, March 20th, that Athens' Steve Doering and Environmental Development has withdrawn its application for the building of a construction and demolition waste processing facility on the Athens waterfront. John Weedman, Division of Materials Management Officer at the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, confirmed the news on March 19th, saying only that the group was no longer interested in pursuing the project. Under the proposal, Athens Steve Doering and Environmental Development would have imported by barge 8,400 tons of construction and demolition materials every week to the 6.1-acre site off North Washington Street, adjacent to the Athens Boat Lodge. After processing, the materials would have been trucked to locations throughout upstate New York. The Greene County-based volunteer group Keep It Green worked with Friends of Athens, KingstonCitizens.org, Hudson Riverkeeper, and the Athens Village government in opposition to the project, according to the group's press release. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat, and State Assemblymember Chris Teague, a Republican, also took positions against the proposal. Quote, I am very proud of how our entire community came together to make their voices heard, unquote, said Athens Village Mayor Stephen Braddock. Quote, I have no doubt that the large and unified opposition to this project played a large part in stopping the effort, unquote. Read more at keepitgreen.org. Representative Antonio Delgado crowed in a press release March 20th that the Federal Communication Commission now says New York will be eligible for participation in the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund. The FCC first declared that the entire state of New York would not be receiving any federal funds in the first phase of the program. Delgado and other representatives in left-out districts sent letters to FCC Chairperson Ajit Pai calling for part of the $20.4 billion program to go to New York. The FCC reversed its initial decision in January, and this latest announcement makes clear which locations in New York will be able to access the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund funding. Quote, I am pleased to see that New York locations were included in the FCC's list of Rural Digital Opportunity Fund eligible sites and that certain locations in NY19 will be able to benefit from this large federal investment in broadband infrastructure. The COVID-19 pandemic reinforces the urgent need to close the digital divide and ensure our upstate hospitals, businesses, and students can access the information highway, unquote, said Delgado. Quote, RDOF's $20.4 billion represents the vast majority of the federal government's broadband investment over the next 10 years, and to block New York from accessing approximately 80% of that funding would be unconscionable. I was glad to lead 22 of my colleagues in a bipartisan letter calling on FCC Chairman Pai to reverse its initial decision to exclude New York, and I'm even more pleased that these efforts will directly benefit upstate residents who desperately need broadband access. Anyone who has driven across our district knows that the need for high-speed broadband infrastructure is dire, especially in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, where health experts are advising that folks communicate with healthcare providers via telemedicine, and school closures have children homeschooling for the immediate future. I will continue advocating for broadband investments across our district throughout the pandemic and make sure everyone has access to reliable high-speed broadband service built out to withstand changes in technology. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories.
Here's what we do with the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, it's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the radio at the clubhouse. Share your voice
here
at the clubhouse.
We're back. Express yourself again.
Yes. Welcome back to the clubhouse.
At the clubhouse.
Catskill U, the clubhouse, 90.7 FM.
WGXC.
Broadcasting Anchor, Catskill, Hudson. You was just listening to an original clubhouse theme song by DJ WYC. I am your host today, DJ Walter, with my boy in here,
DJ Popcorn.
What's up?
And our special guest.
Yo, DJ Kansu.
DJ Feeds, what's up?
And we are back again, talking to you with our random show.
Yeah.
So in the second half, you know, we'd hope to bring you some stuff about some music stuff. We give you guys some updates, you know, things happening in the music community. So anybody want to start off?
Yeah, I want to start off by saying my guy Lil Phone Posit is...
Hey.
The project is done.
Released on SoundCloud.
Tell them what it's called, bro.
It's called the No Cloud album. It's basically finished, all on SoundCloud. You guys can come listen to it today. It's totally free.
Totally fire. I'm totally fire, you know.
Just go on your web browser or download the SoundCloud app
if you already have it.
For
a 14-year-old kid, you know what I'm saying, to just step into the studio for his first time and be so persistent with this music and
do 11 songs and within a matter of weeks is just mind blowing to me, man. And I want to give you your respect for that, bro.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Five songs.
Shout
day,
out to that.
Like,
did you
five
think?
Songs in a day. You know, it was kind of hard for me, you know, just like getting five, just shooting five songs out all in a day at the same time. You know, it was like, you know, like I did have some unreleased stuff, which was like just sitting there. And it was like kind of crazy because it reminded me how like so much I had on like the computer just sitting there laying on file that I just had recorded. So I used some of that stuff. I used like two songs that were like pre-recorded already. And
okay.
Then, you know, I just like took it amongst myself and just recorded the rest of them. You know, so it was a mix between BUTT and a mix of Pro Tools. So like the
which I was totally against, by the way, but
yeah, you know, like the qualities were different.
What are you gonna do?
I made it. I mean,
I
told him that he had time to. There was no rush. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
All the songs he put on
BUTT, he could have definitely redone on Pro Tools real quick and had a whole
Pro Tools session album.
But you know, all I could do is give advice.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
There's something to like doing it scrappy style with bare bones of what you got.
Kind
right?
of punk.
Like,
I mean, I'm not hating on it,
punk.
But if you could do it, if you can get it to sound, you can get it to, if you can get it to sound crispy, why not go all the way with the crispy side?
Because
I'm the type of person, like, I'm so, like phobic about engineering and stuff like that, that I would like really cut your stuff off if it sound like pots and pans.
Yeah, you don't like.
No one wants to hear.
I can't get into it. I can't get into it if it doesn't have good sound. Like, you know what I'm saying? But the project is fire overall. They all don't sound bad. It's not nothing where you're gonna. But you know, just me. I'm a bit of a perfectionist when I do stuff.
Right.
You know,
I mean, I'm curious from the artist, right? Like, why the urgency? What was that made out of? Like, why was it
for
feeling
me,
like,
it
nah, I gotta,
like,
scrap it with what I got right now and get this out? What's that made out of for you?
So, like, for me, the
no, I'm just like,
no. The reason
it's exactly what the album's name, Clout, no, the same for Clout. Yeah,
no Clout, right?
No
that's
Clout, but it
saying,
really
right?
was
it's
for the Clout because the likes and stuff started getting to him. The likes
no, but,
and the comments. You know, but I'm not dogging him out, but I'm just giving him my true, honest opinion. This is what he got to be ready for if
you
enter
know?
In this
right.
music business.
So, that's like, real. Some of the that's stuff true. That, like, the reason I did a mix of both was to, like, was to show the aspects of, you know, what I came from was recording on this thing, BUTT, for, like, the longest ever time. And then, you know, we finally.
That's respect.
Then we finally, like, you know, went and convinced, like, you know, our basically our boss, quote unquote, Kyron, you know, shout out DJ Kyron, who went and, like, bought us this equipment, you know, and, like, you know, it took us some time to actually get it and then, like, show, like, the surface units to, like, where we are now, like, and we're recording on this big system called Pro Tools, and we get beats found for us, we get beats made for us sometimes even, and we get these wonderful opportunities to perform at places and go to events and things like that, and I just, like, you know, it's just been, like, it's a really big thing for me. And then, like, you know, my social media has been, like, getting bigger and bigger platforms and stuff like that. And I'm, like, connecting with, like, more other, like, smaller artists and things like that.
Local.
You know, talking to more people. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's awesome. That's really awesome. And props to you showing where you came from. You know what I mean? Like, where
fact,
you started.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's respect. Like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I want to show you the gritty side of how I came up doing
this. Yo, right.
Uh-huh.
Right, like, there was always these flaws and errors into what I used to be doing, and now it's, like, this new, clean, fresh system that's, like, been now introducing, like introduced to me. Like, I'm still trying to, like, find out how to work it and things like that. Like, I still have some things I can learn.
It's kind of like, it reminds me of the Wu-Tang, I don't know if anybody was watching any of the Wu-Tang series, episodes, but like when he didn't want to switch over to the new P, when he wanted to switch over to the new MP from from the old stuff he had, like he didn't really want to let the old stuff go because that's where he came from,
right?
But he really wanted the new MP. That's what kind of reminds me of,
right?
Yeah, and how do you integrate and blend
those I wanted my listeners to hear like the you know, there's like there is like another gritty side to like some of like my stuff, like my other songs, you know. I just like most of my songs, I put down, like, what I was feeling, like, how I felt, like, the beats, like, describe my emotions, like, if you're gonna listen to an upbeat song, you never know if I'm gonna sing, you never know if I'm gonna rap, you never know if I'm gonna mix both, you never know if I'm gonna have a feature if I don't put it there, you never know about any mistakes, because, you know, I get that stuff clean for me, but, you know, besides that.
Yeah, exactly, that's true, that's true, and that's something I actually wanted to ask you about. You don't have any, I mean, it's so new at this point, you don't have any of your songs cleaned yet, right? But you're talking about that sound of talking about your emotions and right. connecting with other artists, local artists. Do we still have that song by Codeine 518?
I think so.
I think Kai has it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No, I got it.
Oh, how you got it, yeah.
You know, we can keep talking and I'll send it over to us right now, but
I don't think
that's
kind of
what,
time.
That kind of reminds me. I mean, about Kai, what you were talking about Kai putting your emotions down in this raw way.
Yeah, Kai wants us to play that song, but he wants to, like, save it because he wants
yeah,
to.
Yeah, he wants it, us to do
he,
it when
he
we
wants
have
the
like,
dude to come
ah,
in.
Ah, yeah, right. Cool. Right. Okay,
he's got to have
cool.
the dude
that'd
come
awesome.
In and do Radio Lab. So, you
so,
know.
You know, just expect.
Well, I'm excited
that
for people to hear that when right. we do get around to that. So,
uh-huh.
So, you
yeah.
know,
yeah, I'm like pulling y'all, keep the studio going in this coronavirus time. Do it. This is, like, so good to have it. Like, yeah, flowing.
Like, you know, the other half of, like, the music thing is, you know, one of my favorite rappers, artists, recording people, you know, musician, Lil Uzi Vert, you know, just dropped his long-awaited album, Eternal The Take, plus the deluxe. You know, he really did not have
Lil
to bless
Uzi
us
against
like
the
this.
World, too?
Yeah, he really did not have to bless us like this, though. It was just
Chopstick came with a large low main.
Yeah, you know, he didn't have to bless us like this, so... What I'm going to do is I'm just going to, like, let you guys listen to, like, two maybe songs out of the album, you know, just to see what you guys think, and, you know, we'll be right
cool.
back.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on that drink. I'm about to kill. I got the drop. I got the kill. Taking it. I got the seal, I got the peppermint patty is teal. She off the boat and she came from Miss Real. Turn her back until I'm smacked. Swallow that thrust, I'm on strawberry peels. Strawberry peels, strawberry peels, strawberry peels, strawberry peels, strawberry peels. Caught what I wanted, my wrist and my style is on carpet, this grill. Half of my get high off a seal. Brand new person in all teal. Half of my in a bladder, yeah, yeah. Them my friends and they all here. Strawberry peels, 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 strawberry peels. Strawberry peels, strawberry peels, strawberry peels, strawberry peels. Flatter the wrist, let my ball hit her, I'm good with assist. No, it's expensive, can tell by the stitch. Cup in the club with 30 in the stick. You don't go hard, it's still stuck on the rick. She can't tell right now, cause she's sucking this. Why it's so slut like we slimy and slick? Got a young bullet, pull it, let it spin. He hitting on miss, hop out a jet, hop in the rose. Icy protect, straight off of shows. I want the platinum, I'm cool on the gold. She sucking it till the snot come out her nose. I bought her old cutlass, I said it on fold. I pop me a pill, I forget that for sure. You fuck me a pack, I'ma go get it sold. Young wanna, I can't ready cold. I bend her over, I make a kneel. Stand on my money like my name Shaquille. Construction man running right through these drills. I cannot breathe cause it's ice on my gills. She give me brain, that's that Urkel on chill. She makes a white, total, my name Jalil. Uzi too rich, man, how does it feel? Trying to be humble, man, I ain't trying to kill. They walk on my heels made of steel. That's no oil, my spill, I burned off the wheel. She ate up the deal, my baby so spoiled. Just like some oatmeal, the paint on my whip, it's already peeled. Put my d*** in her gut, it's just for the guilt. Me did that right on film. I need the beat, that's just for the stems. Yeah. Strawberry peels, 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 strawberry peels.
In 1851,
I'm a choker, that's total times two. Yeah, my eyes red, but I'm no diamond. If you gon' run it up, that's all on you.
You know I'm ballin', usual like Kobe. Ooh, worry about a hater that don't know me. He say that he tough, then that boy gotta show me. Pull up in the truck, extra poles, and we fold deep.
Say my name three times like I'm Tony. Diamond VVS, I put my gas all on my rollie. I ain't never believe nothing that you told me. This he sneaked this and they turned me to my homie. Before I had these meals, I was also lonely. Rennie, Philadelphia, Eddie with my 40. I ain't never been a phony. You be getting bands, Harley. Yeah, I just jumped. Sorry. Man,
my shawty. Fight every one last game. Sorry. No, I'm not here for no game. It's Atari. Down they hit like water. Ooh, starving. Rockstar life be calling. Calling. Don't want that girl. She stalling. She stalling. Big ol' fine wheel. Ooh, I can't park it. I'm from outer space. Ooh, in a starship. Big ol' fine. Dude, that's my target. 10 bands. What you say? Ooh. 10 bands. Fuck my Chanel carpet. Rockstar life like watch this. Young slit like my drip. Lost the bitch and star list. AP Mule my brother. 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 AP Mule my brother.
That's 2 times transport up with me. Door went 160. The staring at me. Got real big. What's in my jeans? Them real big 50s. Flight after flight. Hitting real big cities. From the sandbars. Yeah, my brothers is with me. If they give me a bond, I'm coming to get me. And in the club, we snuck the semi. Cup dog and Remy. I can feel the envy. And my triple cup, that's 2 times 2. Many dog and wool time, so. But I'm no diamond. If you gon' run it up, that's all on you. Disrespect the gang and we stall on you. Send charcoal shots, don't get cold on you. Ring my bell, better have that cold on you. Hey, marry that guap, you know I do.
AP Mule, my brother. 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 AP Mule, my brother.
Ooh, you better move. 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 Louis, my shoes. Pull out my whip on 22s. I saw your girl. I had the scoop. Just like a bird, she gonna swoop. Neck is hot too. Might catch the flu. Banana clip straight from the zoo. I'm like. Mother goose, if I say shoot, they gonna shoot. No, I'm not sweet. I just got flavor. Don't need no water to mix up this juice. They say why
welcome
your chain
back
look
to
like
Clubhouse
a joker.
Radio.
That's for the slaves that had to wear the noose.
I am your host, DJ Walter White.
DJ Popcorn. And the special guest.
Yo, yo, DJ Concert.
DJ Fibs.
What's up, y'all
here? You're in the building.
Yo, so that was Lil Uzi Vert, huh?
Yeah, I'm just, what y'all think? What y'all thought?
So, I mean, he's got flex. That's kind of the thing that I get from it, right? Like, it's the kind of thing where you just kind of want to sit there listening to and just, like, flex back and forth kind of bop to it. But, I guess, like, why are you so into Lil Uzi Vert? That's my question. That's what I want to
understand. He's just so relatable at times like this, like, We're in a big epidemic right now, all over the world. People are dying, people are getting sick, and people are quarantining each other. And he has like the time to like drop two back-to-back albums and make the like, you know, the top 100 charts and have 20 songs charting on there still.
I like his melody. Yeah. I like his flows. And I like his beat selection.
Yeah, and his
he does have good beats. That's real.
And his beat selection is cool. His songs are fun. They're fun and happy. You just gotta know when you put Lil Uzi on, that's what you want to hear. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it.
I got a question. Was there a Tyler the Creator diss in Strawberry Fields?
I didn't catch that. But I know he dissed Jack Harlow. And
you know this beat right here is made from an old pinball machine from the 80s? Remember that old pinball machine? I don't know if you guys remember. It used to be like brown and had like the purple and stuff all on the top of the screen. And like it was really retro. Yeah, it's real retro. Like they had the alien thing on it.
Like the futuristic.
It was fire. But this beat is from that. Like that's the sound when you first put the quarter in and you hit your pinball. That's the sound of it with the 808s in the back and in the hi-hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
there we go.
Yeah. So I just for me like it feels just like so crazy because like it doesn't matter what kind of beat he has on, like it's not that like he's always gonna make like an excellent song. I'm always gonna like love his music. But it's just a simple fact that, like, he can switch the vibe so quickly, you won't even
heard.
Know. Like, he can be talking about, like, flexing his money and the woman that he has in his cars to talking about heartbreak and relatable things like that, you know?
To be honest, I expected it to be better. I'm not going to lie, because he took, like, 3 years
to put it out.
But I get why he is not... I feel like this was going to be the project.
Yeah,
but because of the issues that he have with his contract and
people
who he signed him, he just put out he just said, you know what? Put it out. I'm done with it. I'm trying to move on to bigger and better things. I want to go to another label. But I felt like if he was in a comfortable space business-wise, this project would have been, like, even more crazy.
Yeah, now he's just showing, like, off how, like, he can just drop when he wants to. Now, like, with his new business, his new label, he can just drop when he wants to now.
You think he'll show a different sort of skill level later on after he's more focused?
I don't know about a skill level, but
I don't know about
sure
a skill like, level, but like
production wise, he should.
Yeah, like I feel like now,
like project
what's the
wise,
difference?
Like project wise,
like now,
because when you put a project together, like it flows. It's like a DJ mixing.
Okay.
Right.
It's like a DJ mixing at a party. You understand?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Everything just goes right together.
Right.
I don't feel that with this.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I feel like it had potential to do that, but then somewhere down the line, he gave up on it, and because of Benson business stuff, he just didn't care about it no more. He just put it out.
Like this, like it's still a solid album if you can like have random songs that you just do together, but in like a really nice order and go like with like you know having a storyline to your album, little comedy skits at the end, things like that, like. Whole like choreographed thing, like having it planned out and stuff, you know, having like your fans figure out like subliminals, things like that, like go all the way back to like tribes and people like that, and it's just like crazy how like he can do like so many things with like his voice and use his voice as an instrument, things like that, and you know, and then at the end of the day, like make the charts and pop off so fast, and then like you know 2 weeks later.
It's still a successful album. He got like 3 of the songs on the album are already on top Billboard 100.
He's got 20 on there right now.
So
I mean, like, shout out to him for grinding. You know what I mean? Like, staying working.
Still giving his fans the music despite of the business. Thing.
Right. And then all the songs that they wanted that so many people just sat there on their homes with no life, just sitting there leaking all his music and not knowing that, like, he won't benefit from his own music. Like, that's just selfish.
That's messed up, and that's.
Go and do that.
I don't want to. I have to do it. I'm sorry. It's the social thing, right? But I'm gonna bring it right back around to the coronavirus just for a split second. No, just because in terms of valuing musicians' work, yeah. Right? There's is also going to impact musicians and their ability to go play gigs, their ability to play concerts and bring in different revenue, right? So like I think it's a good. Everybody here, I think we'd say it's like ideal to please respect like the people's work that you're taking in.
Yeah, really think about like how they can make a livelihood in their and that whole piece, right, about the release and when that timed out and leaks and how that takes away from your whole ability to like make that livelihood off that like a little thing. It's a huge difference, right?
Yeah,
so
I feel like it's just been like the coronavirus an ongoing thing, and for someone like Lil Uzi Vert to like pay attention to that, knowing that this is a big thing, you know, give the people something to listen to while they're in quarantine.
Yeah.
Like, why not? And then, you know, we have to